Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Almost Happy New Year. We're going into the new year at midnight tonight, and I am energized, and I hope you are too. And if you're not yet, well, hopefully by the end of this show, you will be, because this is a special show today, with me hosting personally instead of interviewing a guest, as I often do. The focus of the show is typically sharing stories of success. Women who've risen from tragedy to triumph and are now out in the world doing amazing work, impacting lives locally, regionally, globally, and that's my focus as well. How many lives can I touch? How many women in particular can I uplift in terms of uplifting the spirit of humanity in general? I do work with men and women, but mostly my clients, 90% of them, are women entrepreneurs and leaders who are seeking to flourish. So if that's you and you're listening to the show for the first time, what's it all about? Well, the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show was started about 5 years ago, interviewing a variety of women coming from different backgrounds, all with a passionate, confident attitude and a story to share. So in the last few recent months, I've had on Dr. Venka Methling, for example, was my last guest, who is looking at bringing in horse science and therapy into leadership. So looking at the whole equestrian element and how we can bring that into the energy of leadership. I had Cameras for Girls with Amina Mohammed, the founder for a fantastic program that helps girls in different countries, often where they are not offered educational options at school. Their family sometimes holds them back. But the opportunity to learn about how to use the lens of a camera to create jobs and livelihood and income for their family. And so Cameras for Girls was born, and it's now impacted over 1,000 girls globally, and her programs are continuing to expand. I also had the joy of interviewing Amy and Nancy Harrington recently, who are founders for the Passionista Project, an intriguing connection where I couldn't. I mean, I talk about the universe blessing me with different gifts, but the blessing of connection is an incredible gift. And if you want to go back and listen to the replay of that show, there is a story there of something that we both had in common, myself and one of the sisters, when it comes to self-discovery through having gallbladder attacks and what that led to. Really interesting story. I couldn't believe the parallels. I mean, it gave me goosebumps. So that's when you know that you're on track. When you get goosebumps, when you get the feeling running through you, you get a little jolt of energy or a little spark, that's when you know that you're onto something and the universe is providing and blessing for you. Now, you may think, oh my goodness, this is going to be a religious show. No, it's not. I am very spiritual. I'm not religious. So when I talk about the universe, I'm talking about science. I'm talking about that spark that broke our planet up many millions of years ago and what's happened since. But physics 101 tells us that we're not alone in this and that there is a wealth of information that we can tap into. And some of it is in our current world, and some of it is in a different dimension. Oops, excuse me, turn that off. Some of it is in a different dimension, and it's already happened. So if we believe the science, then what we could believe also is that if we can imagine something, it's probably already happened in a parallel universe. Anyway, that might be going too deep and sounding a bit woo-woo for you. So let's keep this show practical. This show today is all about how to kick off the new year for even greater success and fulfillment in 2021. I'm a little bit dry, so if you hear a gulp, that's me grabbing some water. So if you are new to the show, why am I even hosting this show? Well, as a 30-year veteran in business success, working internationally in four different countries, I've worked with thousands of career professionals, helping them to find more satisfying and fulfilling careers, jobs, expand into building their own business, entrepreneur ventures, consulting, mentorship. I've chaired mentorship programs. I'm also a Woman of Inspiration award recipient. best-selling author, speaker, executive coach, and previous VP of a global talent management firm. So I'm bringing all of those experiences working with eight different startups, one of which sold for 12.5 million. I'm bringing all of those experiences to the lens which I share this conversation with you from. And so I'm going to be drawing on concepts from my best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. You'll hear a little bit more about this book later on. It actually launched in 2018, although a lot of the principles contained and the references, there's 125 different concepts and references to scientific studies, to well-known contributing authors and transformational leaders globally, and key concepts that I put together in my book, along with 40 different words and word concepts to help women to ask for what they want and get it. Not by being aggressive, by being clear, by being assertive, dropping certain words that diminish the power of the sentence, and adding and elevating additional words that give power to our descriptions. And when we're clear about what we bring to the world and clear about our value and clear about how that value that we're providing and bringing aligns with what it is we're offering, either for services for our clients or if we're in a corporate role, how does this align with the values of the corporation and the key strategic endeavors that your company is working towards? Then we better understand what our value is and how we can contribute at an even greater level. And that is what leads to this sense of fulfillment when we know that we're doing work that both touches our soul and is impactful and it makes a difference. So if we're in a corporate role, yes, it's great that our company is profitable, otherwise we're not going to have a job for very long. However, what else is touching your soul? Or what could you bring into 2025 to have your work be even more meaningful? And this is where you get to be creative. Now, you've probably heard of the Wheel of Life, which is, typically different systems, different programs, different experts look at sometimes eight elements of the world, sometimes 10. I've seen 12 wheels with 12 different buckets in, whether it's our health, our wealth, our family, our faith, whatever those pieces might be. I'm going to encourage you, though, to, yes, think about the bigger context as you go through this session. Grab a notepad, grab a pen, because I'm going to be giving you a ton of information today. And also, this is a live dial-in show. So today, depending on who's listening, because I know the world is busy getting ready for New Year's Eve. However, sometimes just one small idea can spark and you feel it in your chest. You're like, oh, I need to work on that. Oh, if I just could do that. Oh, that lands with me. And you may have heard the concept many, many times before. I just had lunch this week with a client, not sharing any names or breaking any confidences, obviously. But literally, this is the same information I've heard over and over again. And today it landed. Because sometimes our brains are just not ready to hear that next piece until we've cleaned up enough of the other elements to make space. So this is the first concept I'm going to talk about today, is making space. Because if you're a lady, imagine you go into your wardrobe in the morning, all of the hangers are full, everything is jam-packed into your closet together. There's so much stuff in there, you can't even see what you've got to choose from to wear. And I use this example. Men can listen and use this example too. It's about having so much to choose from that it's too much. And the mind is so busy, it cannot be very discerning about which one thing to focus on. So, first of all, clear out all the stuff in your life that is sucking your energy. So, here's where we get busy right away, right? So, make a list, right? Put the top at the top of the sheet of paper, more fulfillment and success in 2025. And what do I need to minimize? What do I need to edit? What do I need to get rid of that's sapping my energy, sucking my time, and really is not fulfilling any way, shape, or form for my soul? Now, it could be over the Christmas period, you realize, oh, I've got all these family relationships. And quite honestly, I do not want to be spending hours and hours getting picked apart by my mother-in-law, just for example, right? It might not be the case in your world. Or it may be that there is some healing that needs to happen within the family in order to make those dynamics better. For now, though, you can take back control of your time. If you don't give away your time to others, then no one can steal it unless you give them permission. You heard it here. Yes, you have full control over the 24 hours in the next 24 hours, right, of your day. If you choose to give your time away, then others will very often keep sucking on that time, right? But they can't take your calendar unless you give them permission, right? So if you're at work, you might say, well, I get pulled into all these meetings. Well, maybe take a look in the new year. What are the meetings that I absolutely must be at? Because I'm making a contribution. It's actually a discussion. It's not just an update that could be done through a report or through an email or through a group meeting that someone else on my team can attend, bring back the information and update me. But really take a look at where are you giving away your time. So that's step one. Let's minimize and edit, just like you would go through your closet periodically and say, okay, that's out of style. That's not the right color anymore. The zip's broken, doesn't fit. So you pare down what you have to choose from. Then you can be much more discerning in your decisions about what you're going to wear that day. Or in this case of the example of time, how am I going to spend my time? So, yeah, we want to make sure that we have spontaneity and we want to have fun. So, pop that in your calendar that you're going to have a whole afternoon of fun times. You don't necessarily have to plan out in detail exactly what that's going to look like, but you're reserving space for it. Because if it's a priority, put it in your calendar first. It's like the concept of, Stephen Covey, the concept of big rocks. So you wouldn't start filling if you had a jam jar, right? And you had, water, sand, little rocks, big rocks, pebbles. If you start filling the jam jar with the small stuff, the grains of sand, and it's halfway up the jam jar, you're never going to be able to fit in the big rocks, the things that are most important to you. And if you have four big rocks, like you might have 12 things that are in your wheel of life, but if you just pick four to focus on, four things, that's one thing you could do each quarter to put focus on. Because I believe in the power of focus, not dilution. So if you're trying to work on 12 different things, your energy is going to be scattered and you're not necessarily going to make as much progress as if you have one thing only, and then you can break that down into smaller parts and really start to move the needle, really feel that sense of success. And once you start getting some traction and start seeing where that success is already popping up, and you have to pay attention, like you have to be monitoring this as well, right? It's not only going to happen naturally and organically, but pay attention so that you can do more of the things that are working, right? So what I learned from one of my mentors is the power of setting up the energy for the day. So yes, over the past, oh, 10 years plus, I'm not exactly sure when I started doing a morning meditation practice. But that was how I got my book written. So I know for sure that it's at least 6 years, 7 years ago, to spend the first half hour of my day before I even get out of bed, meditation, thinking about what am I visualizing? What am I wanting to feel today? What's the future that I want to create? So thinking about, by the end of today, what I want to feel like is this. So I'm setting the intention out. I'm setting the vibration out to the universe to say, hey, this is what I want to attract today. Please send more of that, something that is going to create that feeling for me. And when I step into action, primarily because I have one thing to focus on, just one thing for that quarter, it's much easier to step into action, and the universe loves action. So if I'm stepping in and I'm starting to take steps, I'm making traction. Universe says, oh, she's serious about this, and will give me more of those opportunities, more connections. people that I need to meet, things I need to pay attention to. And literally, I've been sometimes in a bookstore where a book has almost leapt off the shelf. It's sort of called out to me, this is the book that you need to read. And when you start getting those intuitive hits and you can refine that process and practice it, it becomes almost like following breadcrumbs. So you don't have to push at anything in life. You pay attention to what's happening around you. You see how it feels in your heart, in your body, in your gut very often, and you'll know if it's the right next step. And if you need some additional practice around this, feel free to reach out to me. Keep your pen and paper handy because I'll give you some opportunities, some gifts, big gifts actually today, if you are at the end of the show still listening. The show goes till 1 o'clock Mountain Time, so it's an hour-long show. And this is where you get to dial in as well. So if I've said anything already that is sparking your interest, you have a question, this is an opportunity for a little bit of free coaching. Just saying, you don't have to give your full name if you're calling in online, but make a note of this number. And this is the number you can dial in live today to the show, and we can have a conversation. So the number to call is either 1-888-627-6008. And if that dial-in number doesn't work because you may be overseas, maybe you don't have an 888 number, here's the alternate number: 323-744-4831. So again, either 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. So those are the dial-in numbers. My show producer will ping me if I've got a waiting room and we'll go from there. So for the meantime, have you made a note of at least one concept already? One thing that you can work on. Very often, companies will do performance reviews in the fall, and the concept of SMART goals is not a new concept, no specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time bound. I like to add ER on the end of that. So the E stands for an emotional link to what you're working on, and the R stands for relevant, because in today's marketplace, in today's economy, things move fast. I mean, imagine what's happened, all the things that have happened in your last year. If you think of the broader economy, politics, how the landscape has changed, new technology, a year, a lot happens in a year. So some of the things you might have been working on at the beginning of the year may not even be as relevant today as they are right now. So it's always good to have, if you have annual goals, have the emotional trigger, the emotional attachment. Why am I doing this? What's going to touch my heart about this? What is going to be fulfilling to me personally about these goals? So that's the E for emotional. And then R is about relevant. So is it still relevant? Is there more reason why this is important or less emphasis because other things have shifted in the last year? So make your goals smarter, not just have them be smart. So we talked a little bit about editing. The other thing is about unfinished business. And Les Hewitt mentioned about this in his book, The Power of Focus. Unfinished business saps your energy. It wrecks your focus. Were you aware of that? If you think about something that's not done, like you have a bill to pay, you have to get a spare tire for your car, your windshield's cracked, you need to update your insurance. Like those are the kinds of things that periodically pop up. Some may be more urgent than others. However, the longer we put it off, it's still sitting there bubbling away. It's on our radar. And it's like every time you think about it, it's like, oh, I got to do that thing. So there's an energetic charge to it because you know that you're the only one that can actually get it finished. And yet it hasn't risen to the top of your action list yet. So it's still there bubbling away, but it keeps sapping your focus. Just get it done. Just get it done. Get it off the radar. Make a list of those things that are unfinished business that are sapping your energy. Once again, we can talk a lot about energy today. Make a list of those things that are sapping your energy and get them done. Make a plan, put it in your calendar. This is what time, what day I'm going to work on this, and then just get it completed, whatever it is. So we're not having unfinished business taking up space. So space, that opportunity to clear your calendar, it could be things to do, it could be people and relationships that are sapping your energy. It could be working on the wrong thing, and it may be that the market has moved and you haven't kept up yet. So one of my other mentors talked one time, and it made a lot of sense to me, the concept of, you're climbing, 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 climbing a ladder, and yet the ladder is actually against the wrong wall. I quote one of my colleagues in my book, one of my colleagues down in Cabo San Lucas. Her husband is a professional tennis instructor, works in the Hamptons, so that's pretty high level tennis instruction. And he says, yeah, you want practice, but if you just keep practicing and it's the wrong practice, it's not going to get you anywhere. You need the perfect practice. So having someone who is a mentor, a coach, someone who's been there, done it already, that knows that if you just shift this tiny little thing, it can make a world of difference. It's like a golf swing, right? You do a little bit of a tweak with your hands on the golf club, and all of a sudden you're landing on the green versus way in the sand pit or in the trees. Just a subtle little shift, but it needs to be a shift given to you by someone who's done it. Someone who knows this is the biggest thing that will make the difference. So in my world, I work with women who are typically between, if they're women entrepreneurs, they've already earned their first 100,000, but now they're shooting for that first million, and they either need more services and more products because they're going to max out if they're offering a service with their hourly time. Or maybe they need to step up from being a solopreneur to a CEO, which means they need to start thinking about how can I bring people onto my team? How can I delegate some of this low-level work that is repetitive and can be easily done by someone else that frees me up to do more strategic work, more of the high-level tasks that actually bring in additional revenue or allow me to scale my revenue to increase my rates because I'm able to add more value and I can add on some products. So it's not just a hourly rate service, it's a mix of products. So there's a bundle of services, a program, a package that people can enroll in that gives them even more extra value. So once the service stops, how does this person continue on their own? Right? It's like very often I describe myself as a plant steak. You have a baby plant, you get from the nursery, it doesn't have a very strong stalk yet. It doesn't have very strong roots yet. So you put the stick in beside the plant stake, tie up to the plant stake for a while, so that as the plant is growing in strength, growing its root system, having a much stronger stalk, it's not going to get snapped off if you get a strong windstorm because it's tied up to the plant stake. Much like in business, right? If you have a resource that you can connect with who's already solid, rock solid, been there, done it, that you can connect with, such as that's the beauty of working with a coach or a mentor, someone that you can actually rely upon to give you one or two key concepts that will make all the difference to help build that strength, build that regularity, build that customer base, build your constant flow of new clients. That's going to be significantly valuable. And then you take the plant stake out at some future point once the stalk is strong enough to stand up on its own. So, if this sounds like something that you'd like to explore more, feel free to reach out to me afterwards. In a few minutes, I'm just going to share a little bit more about the other concepts. There's 40 different words and word concepts in my book, which are all about how to ask for what you want and get it, not by being aggressive, but by being clear and assertive. And sometimes it's the language we use with others. The most important chapter, though, there's actually eight chapters in the book. The most important chapter is elevating positive self-talk. So, what are you saying to yourself every morning? What's the message that you are giving to your soul about your opportunity, about your value? Because I guarantee you, if you don't believe it, you don't believe in yourself, it's going to be very difficult for other people to believe in you. Yeah. So say, for example, a lot of New Year's resolutions happen at this time of year, starting tomorrow. Say, for example, you've decided you want to be healthier in 2025, and maybe that includes shedding a little bit of weight so that you have a healthier body. So you might stand in the mirror and have been told in the past, well, just tell yourself, I am 140 pounds. Well, I am is one of the most powerful statements ever because it sets in motion, again, for the universe and for your soul. This is what I'm seeking. This is what I'm looking for. This is what's next for me. I am. I believe it. But if you're standing in the mirror looking and saying, I am 140 pounds, and you're way off that, your brain is going to kick in and it's like, no, you're not. You're lying to yourself. So, what could you say instead that would actually be authentic, something that your mind, body, and soul can really buy into, can really believe? What if you added, I am in the process of becoming 140 pounds? Well, you can believe that because, yes, you've made a decision that this is where you want to go. So now you're stepping into, I'm going to start living and doing things differently that will enable me to reach that 140. But I'm in the process of, you can step into that today because as soon as you make that choice, now all of a sudden, you're going to start looking at things that you need to do. Who do you need to be? Very often is what we say in coaching. Who do you need to be in order to step into being in that body of 140 pounds? But I am in the process of gives you some leeway, and your amygdala, that little almond-shaped piece of your brain, the limbic brain that keeps us safe and doesn't actually want us to step into danger. And danger means something new, very often. It's what holds us back. Very often that piece of the brain is the piece that will say, ah, no, that's not true. So let's move from I am to I am in the process of, which is something that your body can settle into and that your body can actually own. So the powerful statements inside elevating positive self-talk and confidence include exploring five different words. First one is gratitude. No big surprise. If you wake up in the morning and as part of that first half hour, that meditation practice, if you're focusing on even just three things that you're grateful for, that's where you start your energy is I'm already happy with my life. I'm already feeling abundant and rich. I'm already grateful for, and just pick three things even. Just three things. I have a roof over my head. I have food in the fridge. I have some money in the bank, whatever it might be. Because there's a lot of people in the world, hundreds of thousands of people that don't have those three things. So if you live in North America, consider yourself lucky, right? And you may not as you're listening to this particular show. But that's why I do the occasional dial-in show, because that gives people an opportunity to connect. And if you have something that you're really challenged with, this is a great opportunity to have a conversation. So the words in that chapter three, elevating positive self-talk and confidence, are gratitude, appreciate, ask. And this is where I'm using a concept called appreciative sales kinetics, which I can share a little bit more about after the break. Coming up to a break in just a moment. Choice. And this is an interesting one because very often, I talk obviously a lot with women, and very often women feel like they're here to serve. They are still considered in many industries, an anomaly, second-class citizens. There's still a lot of focus on women doing the majority of the housework. So very often, if they want to extract themselves and make change in their life, they don't always feel that they have a choice. You always have a choice, ladies. There is always a choice. Now, are there different situations, different complications, different consequences that come with making those choices? Absolutely. However, no one can take your power away from you unless you choose to give it to them. And if this is not resonating with you and you need to have a little bit more of that plant stake energy, please do reach out because I'm happy to share a little bit more about what we might be able to do together. But you always have a choice. And as soon as you step into that choice, yes, there might be a turmoil of challenges and a turmoil of activity that you need to get through to get to the other side. However, that's part of being the calm before the storm, right? And then stepping through the storm, being in the eye of the storm, and then coming out the other side. And I tell you, when you've stepped into making a choice that you never in a million years dreamed that you would get through, and you do get through it, and then you look back, all of a sudden your inner strength and resilience, your confidence will be off the charts because you can see, oh my God, I never in a million years thought I could do that. I remember being in a 4-day weekend workshop, powerful. T. Harv Eker workshop, Millionaire Mind workshop, and we ended up climbing a mountain, and it was out in Kananaskis. I never thought in a million years that I would be able to get to the top of this mountain. Got to level one. They'd marked it off into four stages. Got to level one, and my legs were starting to get a little sore and tingly. Level two, my legs were pretty much numb by that point. Got to level three, and it's like, well, my legs are already numb, so I may as well just keep going and putting one foot in front of the other. And did actually get to the top of the mountain, stage four. And along the way, it was actually a team effort. So there was two of us that were working together. And then by the time we got to stage three, we had to bring up with us another guy who was actually a young kid, 17, 18, who was on crutches. We had to get him up the final stage of the mountain as well, so that we could actually lay on the top, on the plateau, and look down thousands of feet. And it was such a sense of accomplishment. I'm like, I never dreamed I could do this. Then, of course, the question comes up, well, what else have I been making myself too small to believe I had the capacity to do? Because if I can do that, what else is possible? And this is going back 20 years now. So I've continued to build on that skill. So the last one, fourth one was choice. The last one is intention. So where you put your intentional energy, where you choose, where you make that commitment to yourself becomes your reality. So whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, whatever it is that you're believing absolutely will come true. So if you think you're not going to be able to do it, you're doubting whether you're going to be able to do it, it probably won't happen. But you can strengthen that. So intention is all about being crystal clear. Here's the three things that I'm going to work on today. And if I only get those three things done, today is a success. Today is feeling a feeling of fulfillment. It's filling my soul, filling my heart. It's actually going to make today be in the success category. So intention is a powerful word. We're going to go to a short break now. So don't go away. Grab your pen and paper. If you haven't written down this number, I'll give it to you again before the break so you can decide what you want to dial in and ask. The numbers to dial in to join the show live are 1-888-627-6008. That's the toll-free number. Or if you're in Canada or somewhere else, you can't get the 888 number because BBS Radio operates out of Dallas, Texas. The other number is 323-744-4831. So keep that number handy. Make a note of what question you want to ask, and we can have another dial-in opportunity at the after the break in the show. I'm just going to choose for five for the next few minutes to actually share. It's an audio video. So if you want to see the audio, but you're listening live on BBS Radio Station 1 right now, you can actually listen. I'll give instructions on how to watch the actual replay of the video version of this afterwards. But for now, let's listen to the creative promotional video that goes along giving a little bit of additional information about why did I even write Words, Women, and Wisdom, the modern art of confident conversations, and what triggered it and what it's all about. Here's the video. Here's the audio.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the modern art of confident conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the modern art of confident conversations, is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in four different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The modern art of confident conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power. Add words that energize and invigorate and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
Welcome back to the second half of the show, everybody. So we're not done yet. If you still have your pen and paper handy, before the break, I gave you the dial-in number for any questions, any thoughts that are coming up. And this is an opportunity for some free executive coaching. Just saying, I know that there are many people out there scurrying around getting ready for New Year's Eve. However, you have chosen to be present on the show, to be here live. And that is a gift that you get to receive. And there are more gifts coming from me as well, in addition to the opportunity to dial in and connect live. And if you're shy, we can have a conversation separately. That's okay too. So let's dial back in to this topic of how to kick off the new year for even greater fulfillment and success in 2025. So we talked about editing. We talked about clarity. So taking out the things that are sapping your energy, making space to have something new and choosing something new. The fact that no one else can sap your time and take your time unless you give them the power over your calendar and you give them that time. Or if you're getting an invitation and they're asking you, you know, if you want to join something or it's something you just don't feel is in alignment for you, you don't have to give a big long story. Oh, sorry, I can't come to your party tonight because I've got blah, 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 blah going on. All that does is invites them to argue with you. All you need to say to keep that conversation as warm and gentle and compact as possible and in your assertive energy is thank you for that kind invitation. I already have plans. And that's it, period. You don't have to say, oh, because ... Otherwise, that person's going to very often think, oh, well, that's not as important or as fun as my event. And they're going to try and convince you out of it. So just take a stand. Thank you. I appreciate the invitation. I already have plans, period. And then that's it. Stop talking. Move to the next subject. So use your New Year's energy. It's a natural cycle, a new moon. We're moving into Capricorn. We have I'm not big on horoscope information and astral charting. However, I do know that we just came to the end of a powerful 16-year cycle. And I can feel a shift myself in the conversations I'm having, in participating in others' events, in listening to some of my guides and mentors. The shift has already started where it's not about listening to a guru anymore. As one of my mentors, Jennifer Huff, shared recently, it's not about the power of the guru anymore. It's not about listening to all these external ideas. It's actually, instead of being bombarded with other people's stuff, it's about finding your own essence and charting your own new course. You stepping into trusting yourself more and becoming your own guru. And what I mean by that is, yes, you can sometimes have, as I mentioned, you know, in the example of golf, someone gives you one tip that will help shift subtly something that takes your course. If you imagine you're, you know, going to the moon, right? If you're off course by 2 degrees, you're going to end up somewhere completely different. That's powerful. And also, I believe that some of the most powerful decisions that I've made in the past couple of years that have led to some life-changing events and activities and a much better sense of settlement and alignment in my soul have been when I've tapped into my own energy and done some muscle testing. Any big decision that is involving a lot of time, a lot of money, a big shift is now something that I tap into my own energy. And I'm happy to, you know, have a one-on-one conversation, share a bit more about how to do that and how I do it. But I tap in and I ask my soul, give me a yes or give me a no. Is this the right next step for me? And sometimes it is a yes. And I can feel there's an energetic charge that says, yes, Do it. It's an intuitive hit. You will feel it. A little bit of skill and practice, you will feel it. Or sometimes it's a very obvious, not right now, not yet, not, no, it's not a good fit. Sometimes it's a hard no, and sometimes it's a not yet, because there's something actually better than my tiny brain could imagine. In the vastness, all of the entrepreneurs who have gone before, all of the big ideas that are floating around in the universe, if we look at those as another one of my mentors, Regan Hillier, refers to them as morphic fields of resonance, those ideas, those collective ideas, and that energy is in a morphic cloud anyway. So how do I tap into that? That's where I can learn from others as well. But it has to feel like the right next step for me in my soul. And as we get more confident, this is what this show is all about, right? How to kick off the new year for even more fulfillment and success in 2024. When you are confident that you are making the right decision for you, it is the right next step. You don't always have to see all the way through the fog to the end of the tunnel. I mean, it's nice when we have, specific, clear, smarter goals to be working backwards from to say, okay, by December 31st, here's where I want to be, which means that by the beginning of December, by the beginning of Q4, by the beginning of Q3, this is what I need to have accomplished. It's great to be able to have that level of clarity. Sometimes, though, when we're making a big shift, we don't want to have the plan all dotted and teed, because that means that we've created with our limited imagination something that is actually very often a smaller version of the massive potential that could be coming our way. If you've ever had an experience like that, even just one experience, think back to where you had an idea about something, and then all of a sudden you met someone who expanded that idea and it became much bigger, much more juicy. And it was almost like, was that a coincidence? How did that happen? It just magically landed in your lap. You thought about it, you put some focus and intention on it, and it showed up. The universe magically delivered something that was going to help you step forwards to the next activity, to be on that journey. And I think Oprah said it as well. You don't have to see the whole path, you just have to see where the next step is, the next breadcrumb. So, oh, actually, I have it on a mouse pad here. Thank you, Oprah. See, I knew that I'd read it somewhere. So what she had said, actually, as a quote, is create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life, because you become what you believe. Right? Create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life, because you become what you believe. Now, sometimes when we've been through a period of adjustment, maybe something in your life has not been working very well, and we get so busy with the emotional charge and the sometimes it's stressful and all the activities that go along with it that we can't see what that new vision is yet. If you haven't been following the show, you'll know that. Or sorry, if you have been following the show, you'll know that in the past year, I chose to leave a 17-year marriage, and I chose that in a moment of clarity when I was getting 2 weeks of recovery time after having cancer surgery, and it was only that massive universal 2x4 that gave me, or that really put it in front of me, that it was so obvious that I was now at that choice point and it was time for something different in 2024. So my word for the year has been recalibrate, and that's what I've been doing. So again, major upheaval, leaving, finding a new place, getting settled, all of the emotional pieces that go along with a relationship breakup. As well as all of the other things that go along with continuing to build my business, to continue to expand my friendships, and to check back in with some of the activities that I had lost and not been doing along the way, to really find myself again. And it's taken a little while. So if you're wondering, well, hey, you know, she seems like she's got it all together. Ladies, the last year has been a real reminder for me of some of the personal firsthand feelings that my clients go through when they're stepping into change, when they're in a position where they're not necessarily feeling that they're able to speak up or that they have a choice. And what I realized is the word tolerate is a really powerful word. So that is something that I encourage you to think about. You know, as this year comes to an end at midnight today, what is it you have been tolerating? And what are you going to choose to stop tolerating in 2024? Very often we can't have a big vision for ourselves until we've cleared space. We talked about that. The other thing is having a concept in my book that Michael Lozier, when I had coffee with him from the Law of Attraction book, shared with me was his clarity through contrast concept. Clarity through contrast. So if you have your pen and paper handy there still, put down a capital T on the paper. Maybe at the top, above the T, you put down something that you would really like to shift in 2025. And maybe it's about finding a new career. So on the left side, you would write down on the left side of that vertical line all the things you don't actually like about your current career. Because very often we can't visualize what we want that's different and better, but we sure as heck know what it is that's triggering us and what we don't like. So what's wasting your time? What's causing you frustration? What's causing you pain? What is it that is giving you a knot in your stomach? Like, what is it? Write all those things down on the left side of your paper. Then on the right side, if you've ever worked with a two-year-old or had a two-year-old in your life, and they keep saying, well, why? Well, why? What, why? And what's the opposite of that? And opposites are fun. So if you are saying, well, you know, I don't like this career because I don't find that there are strong leaders. Excuse me. So you know what you don't want. What do you want? What I want is strong, intuitive, heartfelt, authentic, honest leadership. That's what I'm looking for, integrity in a leader. I don't like to be micromanaged. Well, what do you want? I want to have more autonomy. I want to have more clarity on my goals and to be able to use my skills and abilities and feel like I'm making a contribution. I don't have enough revenue in my business. Well, what do you want? Well, I want to have systems and processes in place where I have recurring revenue every month. I have some systems, some products, a balance so that I'm not only worrying about having a max out on my hours every day. I don't want to be the one doing all the work. Well, how do I get past that? What's the opposite of that? The opposite is delegation, is giving some of that work to someone else. And having interviewed and hired about 6,000 people during my career, excuse me, there's an art to hiring the right person. There's an art to stepping up into leadership and leading through others. And again, that's part of the work that I do with my clients. So have that clarity through contrast exercise as part of the first week of the new year. If you can imagine what you do want just yet, look at what you don't want. Look at the opposite of that, and that'll very often guide you to what you do want and what could be even better. So it really is coming down to a couple of things. How do you have a more fulfilling year? First of all, you've got to define what fulfillment means for you, because it's different for everybody. Just like success is different for everybody, right? What is that for you? Is it not working at all and having a an income that comes from other sources, you know, passive streams of income? Is it finding a new job? Is it creating a new lifestyle? Is it something more meaningful? Like, what is it that you're looking for? What will give you fulfillment? What will success look like for you in 2025? Get clear on that. And then look at what might need to be maybe three shifts. Don't always have to be leave my life, upheaval in relationship. Doesn't necessarily always have to be a massive change, but what's even a small shift that you can make to course correct, you know, so you're not off by 2%, that you're actually on track What's some of the subtle things you need to change? Maybe it is one big thing and two small things, but I want to hear what those are. So make a note of my website and please do reach out and connect with me. YvonneSilver.com. Go to the contact page, book yourself a 15-minute call. We can have a connection call, or send me a note. Leave me a note on LinkedIn. Let me know, what are you working towards? What is more fulfillment? What does more success look like for you in 2025? I mentioned also a couple of gifts. While you're on my website, as soon as you go to YvonneSilver.com, there's actually a little window that'll pop up. So if you are looking for more sales in 2025, you're in business for yourself, there's actually a tool that I use in my business, which is all about having more connected, collaborative conversations and knowing who's sitting in front of you using personality intelligence and personality science. So you'll actually get an invitation to crack your personality code. There are four little cards that will show up on the screen, each with 10 values in different colors. And it's an invitation for you to read the values, takes 90 seconds or less, to then sort them in order. So one is going to sound most like you, one is going to sound least like you, and then it's easier to position the two in the middle. And then if you click the link at the bottom, it just asks you to put in which email you want to use to have your personalized report sent to you, which is a custom report with your particular personality code. So it'll give you a code as in, mine's nurturer, action, knowledge, and then blueprint. And how I look at life is through that lens, because that's tapping into my personal values. And when you know the values of the person who's sitting with you, it makes it so much easier to have a connected conversation and really tapping into what it is that they want. In a sales situation, if they're not even hearing your message because you're talking like an action person, you're talking really fast and all about results, and they're a nurturing person and they need to process, how's this impacting other people? How does this make a difference in the world? Or they're a knowledge personality and they want to know the details, the evidence, the science, the proof. Or they're a blueprint personality and they want to know the step by step by step evidence of how this is put together. What's the plan? And how is this going to for sure work? Because they don't like risk. It's a different conversation with different emphasis when the other person has different needs to yours. So, learning how to have those conversations, that's a gift that's going to pop up on the screen. Excuse me. Check, crack your personality code. So, that's my first gift. Second gift, if you go to the free gift tab, you'll also have an opportunity to receive a free copy of my book, of an e-copy chapter, not the whole book. It's chapter 8, where no words are even required. So, using your energetic presence in a meeting, how to get promoted, how to use the power of silence to do the heavy lifting for you, making decisions, things like where you sit in the room. If you're in a room full of men and you're the only woman at the table, how to make sure you're leveraging your energy and the opportunities. So, when no words are required, that's chapter 8. That's a Again, a free PDF, tap in for that. And then my other gift, if you've been silently sitting today, like I'm not brave enough to dial in and call, but you have a question, I've opened up slots on my calendar. There's actually five. So the first five people that are wanting to have a one-on-one conversation, go to that contact page on my website, yvonneselber.com/contact, book yourself in for a 15-minute conversation. And then let's explore your question one-on-one. I'm open to doing that for the first five people that pick that spot. So I hope today that you've enjoyed this show. You've started to think a little bit more about fulfillment in 2025, how to kick off the new year with even greater energy for more fulfillment and success in 2025. There is tons more. There are many more words we haven't even touched on and concepts in my best-selling book, Words, Women, Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. It's also an area that I speak on. So if you need a speaker for 2025, do reach out, like the show, and I hope that you've enjoyed being with me today here. Happy New Year, everybody, and bye for now.